leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If the world from you withholds of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little birds. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there, leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, oh, and leave it there. If you trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Now if your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is slowly sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there, leave it there. Trust Him through your doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord, and leave it there.
Again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. Friends, we're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, we've got good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you'd ever realize, and He has a destiny for you to fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that You grant Your servant great boldness this day to bring Your word. Lord, that You'd stretch forth Your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of Your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Right, we look at what God's nature is like, and it's also a testimony afterwards. Jeremiah 29:11 says, For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon Me and go and pray to Me, and I will listen to you. The testimony is this. Maria had an attractive daughter, Christina, who wanted to leave her home, leave her poor Brazilian neighborhood, and she wanted to see the world. Discontented with only having a home with only a pallet on the floor for a bed, and a wash basin and a wood-burning stove, she dreamed of a better life in the city. One morning she slipped away, breaking her mother's heart, knowing what life was on the streets would be like for her young, attractive daughter. Maria hurriedly packed to find her find her on the way to the bus stop. She went into the camera shop and get the last thing, pictures. She went, got pictures. That's right, she sat down on a booth and closed the curtain and then took, got the last of her money, and she took pictures of herself with her, from a, with a purse full of these small black and white pictures. She boarded a bus for Rio de Janeiro. Maria was, knew Christina had no way of earning money. She also knew her daughter was too stubborn to give up. When pride meets hunger, humans will do things before would be unthinkable. Knowing this, Maria began to search bars, hotels, nightclubs, any place that the representing of a streetwalkers and prostitutes. She went to them all, and each place she left her picture on a bathroom mirror, stuck on a hotel billboard, fastened to a phone booth, and on the back of each picture she wrote a note. It wasn't long before the money and the pictures ran out, and Maria had to go home. The weary mother wept as the bus left for the long journey back to her home where she lived. And just a few weeks later, young Christina came down the hotel stairs. Her young face was tired, her brown eyes no longer danced. Her face spoke of pain and fear. Her laughter was broken, her dreams had become a nightmare. 1,000 times over she longed to trade those countless beds for her secure pallet bed. Yet the little village seemed too far away. It seemed all hope was gone. One day she reached the bottom of the stairs and where her mother had put a picture. Her eyes noticed the familiar face. She looked again, and on the lobby mirror was a small picture of her mother. Christina's eyes burned as she, her throat tightened as she walked across the room and removed the small picture. Written on the back was a compelling invitation. Whatever you have done, whatever you have been, whatever you have become, it doesn't matter. Please come home. And she did. Loved one, God the Father has sent his own Son into our world with the same message. Whatever you have done, no matter how far away from God you think you are, it doesn't matter. God has made his forgiveness available to you, and he's standing with his arms open wide, wanting to receive you. Now isn't it time for you to come home? For the free gift of eternal salvation is available. This message has been that God loves you, he always has, and he always will. We see from Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. God has given everyone a purpose so we can reach our destiny. You have a purpose and there's a calling over your life. And don't ever forget Psalm 103:12. He has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Friend, your past has passed away. You are forgiven. You are free from all condemnation. Rejoice and be exceeding and glad. Yours is a life of victorious believer. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, the scripture for today comes from Genesis 12:1-2. The Lord has said to Abraham, go from your country, your people and your father's household to a land I will show you, and I will make you into a great nation. The messengers say goodbye. God told Abraham to leave his natives, his relatives and more on moved to another land. I'm sure he loved his relatives. For a season, everything had been fine. But when God was about to do something new, big for Abraham, he knew that the people and things around him would try to keep him from what God had put in his heart. Sometimes you have to leave certain things behind so you become all God has called you to be. Is there something you need to leave behind? A hurt, a bad attitude, or an area that you're compromising in? Don't bring that into the new year. These things were in last year, but don't belong in this year. You can't go around life holding onto hurts, wrong attitudes, and people who are not good for you. Say goodbye to failure. This is a new day. Say goodbye to guilt. You're forgiven. Say goodbye what didn't work out. God has something better. It's going to be a beautiful, abundant, flourishing year. So my prayer for you is that Heavenly Father, thank you for calling them to fellowship with you and you're in the direction of their life. Thank you for saying goodbye to all the negative baggage that comes from carrying past failures, guilt, and blame. They look forward to the new things you're doing in their life this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this part of the message, we're going to be praying for the sick. So God's power to deliver his people from all sickness and diseases. Jesus revealed God's will as he continually ministers healing and deliverance. That has not changed. He is still the healer. In Matthew 4:23-24, now Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases among the people. Then his fame went throughout all the Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them all. See, Jesus gave his disciples the same power and authority. We see this in Luke 9, 1, 2, and 6. Then Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Go to Luke 10, 1, 9, and 17. Said it. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you and heal the sick who are there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Verse 17, then the 70 returned with joy saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. See, when Jesus sent out his 12 on their first missionary journey, he commanded them to cast out demons and sickness and heal the sick. When Jesus sent out his 70 disciples to preach the gospel of the kingdom, he gave them power and authority to cast out demons and to heal the sick. In Mark 16, when Jesus gave all New Testament Christians the Great Commission, he commanded us to preach the word, cast out demons, and to heal the sick. The gospel of the kingdom that Jesus preached and the gospel of Jesus sent the 12 disciples to preach the kingdom of God. He sent the 70 others to preach also. In Luke 4:18, we see that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, Jesus preached that message about, so Bible teachers tell us, about 300 times he preached that same message. And Acts 10:38 declares that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. See, we are called to do the works of Jesus, to proclaim his message and to do his deeds. As a testimony here, one evening I was having a signs and wonders and healing meeting in a street. It was in a poor area in the city of the Philippines. Just before I was to preach, I got a word of knowledge or a download saying that there was a 9-year-old boy who was deaf and mute, who lived close by to where we were having the meeting, but was not in this meeting. I said, someone that's here listening knows him and where he lives. Would they go and get him, as God wanted to open his ears? I started praying for the second, about 10 or 15 minutes later, his friends brought him to me. I cast out the deaf and dumb spirit, and he began to speak for the first time as God opened his ears to hear. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel, friends. He is a demonstrator of God's word. Sick bodies are healed, captives are set free, yokes of bondage are destroyed, joy and gladness are manifested, rivers of living water flow, supernatural refreshing is experienced. Jesus Christ is exalted and glorified. Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. And I'll begin to pray. Just lay your hands on the part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord. Remember Romans 8:11 says that if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you. Right, I begin to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I come against pain, pains and emotional and physical hurts. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse this, I bind and break your power, and I command you be healed and made whole. Let the fire of God burn out everything that's not of you, Lord Jesus Christ, by the precious power of the blood of Jesus. Let the anointing of heaven go right through their bodies, Lord. Give them a healing miracle that they have believed for, that they've been wanting, Lord. And also infirmities. I rebuke this. Every infirmity, loose them, I command, and set them free by the power of the blood of Jesus. Give them a creative miracle, Lord. Fill their hearts with your goodness. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your contagious goodness, with your anointing sent from heaven. Loose your anointing and be healed and made whole. And cancers and growths, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree at the roots, I command it to shrivel and die. I curse cancer at the roots. Let the fire of heaven burn out every trace of cancer. Burn it out, Lord. Let the anointing of heaven give them a miracle. Give them a creative miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Also curse the thyroid tumor of the uterus and the anemia. I pull it out by the roots in Jesus Christ's name. Be healed and made whole by the power of the blood of Jesus. I loose the anointing of heaven. Thank you, Lord, that your miraculous power is touching people right now. The heat is starting to come on them, Lord, in that particular area. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace, his shalom, has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted. Every burden and yoke is destroyed. You are, Lord, our more than enough. You are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. So, divine healing can be instantaneous, we know that, but often it can be progressive when it unfolds over a period of time. But look for the improvements. Look for the improvements. 365 times the Bible states, fear not. So when you keep your healing, make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. Maintain a good confession. Very important to maintain a good confession. Don't claim your sickness. It's not yours anymore. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Good report. Do not let fear come upon you. It only distorts the truth. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed, friend. And also, God heals so that we can reveal his glory. Psalm 118:17 declares that we are to be preserved to declare the works of the Lord, which means we need to testify about our healing as well as sharing the gospel. Go and tell the great things the Lord has done for him. And so, my final prayer for you is this, that today's blessing, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Go forth as a shining light for those around you who walk in darkness. Be a vessel of hope for people who are absolutely hopeless. May the Lord give you a supernatural word in due season that will save souls who would otherwise be eternally lost. May the burden of your life become the love of the Lord. To your brothers, be your brother's keeper, to have a better family, a better church, and a better nation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Shalom. Amen.